At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from TRE. Talk Radio Europe, your voice in Spain and around the world. For more information, please visit tre.radio.
The Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Welcome once again to another edition of The Director's Cut. How are you doing? Well, this week we're featuring a movie, an English movie called Absolute Beginners. Well, Absolute Beginners is a 1986 British musical film adapted from Colin McGuinness's book about life in late 1950s London. It's directed by Julian Temple. The film stars Eddie O'Connell, Patsy Kensit, James Fox, Edward Tudor Pole, Anita Morris and David Bowie, which featured appearances by Sade Adu, remember Sade, Ray Davies, and Stephen Berkoff. It was screened out of competition at the 1986 Cannes Film Festival. It received coverage in the British media, but was panned by critics and became a box office failure, although modern reviews have been more favourable. Bowie's theme song was very popular in the UK, spending 9 weeks on the charts and peaking at number 2. And here is the extended version as we introduce this week's film on Director's Cut, Absolute Beginners, and David Bowie.
I've nothing much to offer. There's nothing much to say. I'm an absolute beginner. But I'm absolutely sane. As long as we're together, the rest can go to hell.
Nothing we can't
David Bowie and the theme from the movie Absolute Beginners. Well, less than a year after world music superstar Sade released her first number one album, Promise, in 1986, Julian Temple's 50-set musical extravaganza, Absolute Beginners, hit theatres, and sadly, there were critics hit back, as we said earlier. And the film faded from view, but time has been kind to both the movie and the spectacular soundtrack album, which, like the film, is a Technicolor fever dream of lively, vital pop stars such as Miss Adu, of course, Sade, Kinks maestro Ray Davies, and David Bowie, all of whom also appeared in the film. Well, Bowie, coming off his smash album Let's Dance, took the film's theme song to number 2 in the British singles charts. The soundtrack album's eclectic mix of styles has room for Sade's killer blow plus 80s scene stealers Style Council, who scored a top 20 hit from the film with Have You Ever Had It Blue, as well as jazz legends Gil Evans and Slim Gilliard. Well, asking place a king in place in 1958 popular culture in London is transforming from 1950s jazz to a new generation on the verge of the rock and roll 1960s. Well, young photographer Colin is in love with aspiring fashion designer Crepe Suzette, played by Patsy Kensit. Well, Colin aims to be an artist with integrity. Suzette's boss, famous designer Henley of Mayfair, takes advantage of her forward-thinking designs to boost his own image.
The two coffee coppers coming up. Can't you two get a room? Move it!
I will tell the whole truth and others will continue what I have begun. I am like soda, but I want to speak and write novels. Novels prevent one from understanding clearly. I'm in a trance.
I'm your boy, Suze. Forever and ever.
And that trance is called wisdom.
Spam.
Hi, Colin.
Hi, hon.
I don't believe it. How come you're not late?
I made sure.
Listen, Colin. I can't make dinner tonight. I've got to work.
Don't be like that, Suze.
Why didn't you turn up?
I did turn up.
No, you didn't, Colin.
I did. Ask your Uncle Henley. He knows all about it. I even did the Harry Charm shots for you.
Oh, don't worry about it, Colin. Stay on here in the Land of Oz with the wizard and all those other creepy pals of yours, and you'll never need to know.
Having it all. devil chase the night that's out in front of you. On a boat that's bound for hope, I left you in the goo. With a shouting, waving, taunting, flaunting friends and crew, telling you that every lie you ever heard was true. Have you stood up on that dock? Have you ever had a clue? Someone found the number bound and gagged and the shackles round the sun, and the holder of the keys turns out to be the one, the gun you had your heart set on. Have you ever had it blue? Have you ever had it blue? Have you ever had it blue? By your door, powerless to change its course, your feet face to the floor. When all the people you thought you knew are changing more and more, even the girl you thought would see seems only to ignore. The only love we're fighting for. Have you ever had it blue? Have you ever had it blue?
T.R.E.
Alan T. on the Director's Cut.
Welcome back, and you're listening to the Absolute Beginners here on the Director's Cut this week. Well, you heard just before the break there, that was Patsy Kensit initially talking with her then-boyfriend, Colin. Well, Colin lives in the poor, ethnically diverse neighbourhood of Notting Hill. To make money, he gets a job with music producer Harry Charms, taking photos of new teen idol Baby Boom. Despite Colin getting commercial photography work, Suzette breaks up with him. She explains that she wants a successful and luxurious life and won't set up for less, hence the track Having It All. Well, Colin is initially despondent but believes she'll eventually come back to him. Colin learns that Suzette will be at a party hosted by gossip columnist Dido Lamont, and so he attends. He learns Suzette plans to marry the middle-aged homosexual Henley for her career. Colin also meets advertising mogul Vendy's Partners, played by David Bowie, at the party.
You ask me what I want when I thought I'd made it clear. Although I won't stop loving you, you can never have me near. Don't blame me, I never asked you to fall. No one's gonna stop me from having it all. Me from having it, having it all.
Mm-hmm.
got to accept I'm no ordinary girl, and I'll never fit in your perfect little world. Don't take it lightly, baby, I'm not bluffing. To get what I want, I'll stop at nothing, having it all. Stop me from having it all, having it all, having it all. You'll never stop me. My reasons are simple, so don't ask me why.
She wants it all. Patsy Kensey there is Crepe Suzette. Great name. Meanwhile, the Teddy Boy subculture is increasingly hostile towards black residents in London. We are talking about the 1950s, and it's spurred on by recent rise in immigration. Well, the White Defence League, led by the fanatic, preaches fascist politics and is vehemently against the increasing ethnic diversity of London. Colin despises this racist ideology. And of course, we have characters that have come into the film, and one of which is Ray Davies, and he wants a quiet life.
If you could see my weirdo family, you'd never have to ask why I left home. Poor Dad. Sweetest bloke you'd ever want to meet, locked up with his pre-war photo album and his sad memories. Mum trying to keep her looks, always carrying on with the lodgers. Half-brother Vern. Born middle-aged, thick as two bricks, and you wouldn't even want to imagine what he gets up to.
Hi!
If this is adult life, I think I'll stay an absolute beginner forever.
Something's happening, but I'm just gonna turn a blind eye. If I see no evil, I ask no questions and I hear no lies.
Down to the kitchen, I'll
push them up. Communicate with minds that are small. With some people, it's like talking to the wall. And the fellow who walks away lives to battle another day. And I've really got no appetite for a fight.
Sorry,
not tonight. All I want is a quiet life. Anything for a quiet life. No ambition to rock the boat when I can just stay afloat and be content with a quiet life. All I want is a quiet life. Anything for a quiet life. No evil, see no evil, speak no evil at all.
You naughty boy.
Confidentially between these walls, I'm on top of it all. I'd rather have them think I'm deaf, dumb and blind than aggravation every time I speak my mind. Keep storming
hey,
ever quiet life. Anything for
a right, you lazy sod. What are you doing in here anyway? Get upstairs and vacuum the carpet.
Take two. Wow.
I could easily blow my top.
Hello, Dave.
Start a row, but why start now? Give your daddy a quiet life. Give your mama a quiet life. Anything for a quiet life.
Oh, the telly's on the blink.
Come on, you pretty babies.
Shut up!
Give your daddy a
quiet life. Give your mama a quiet life. Anything for a quiet life. Confidentially between these walls, I'm on top of it all.
Ray Davies, actually taken from the soundtrack there, him doing Quiet Life. Well, Partners brings Colin into his advertising agency where he shows off plans for the White Housing Development. Partners offers Colin a position as an advertisement photographer. Well, whilst hesitant at first, Colin takes the job in the hopes that money may help him win back Suzette. That's motivation for you.
Colin, I want you to use your imagination. You wake up one morning and you ask yourself,
why am I so exciting? What makes me dramatic? Trying to say something about yourself. This dazzling crime of wisdom. You fall for reality. You're bruised and bewildered. Then you learn to fall in love with yourself. That's motivation. You raise yourself high, presenting your soul. You step from the shadows, you hear the command. An image to dream, you tremble permission. Tomorrow's rewards blur the skies of today. You're swept by the tide of delight's every dream. A life of such powerful meaning. Now you has class, now you has flash, now you has mass motivation. There's an image I can recommend. Here's a product you will die for. Here's a nightmare that will never end. Get you fired up running till you go, 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 go. You know you got something. You know you got style. We don't take much, just a little bit. That's motivation.
Welcome to the world of your dreams, Colin, where you can do what you want, commit horrible sins, and get away with it.
Lust. Gluttony. Pride. Anger. Sloth. Avarice. And jealousy.
No more false illusion.
Goodbye to confusion. Stand out from the main crowd. Motivation is symphony.
Symphony in style. Brilliant. Original. Scintillating. Charismatic.
That's
fresh as tomorrow.
So what?
Motivation.
So what?
Motivation.
New.
So.
Now you has passed. Now you has passed.
your boy, Vendis.
This is
TRE.
The Director's Cut on Talk Radio Europe.
Welcome back. And before the break, Motivation there by David Bowie from the film Absolute Beginners. Well, racial violence intensifies in the area, and Colin's black friend, Mr. Cool, informs him that the racists are becoming more organized and dangerous. Colin discovers that the new white housing development is a scheme between partners and Henley to redevelop the West End. Colin sends incriminating photos to Dido in an attempt to reveal the plan, but she's in cahoots with partners and is no help. As, of course, we hear what's happening and we're selling out. Yes, here's the music.
Selling out
there from the movie Absolute Beginners. Well, Henley and Suzette marry, but she's deeply unhappy, and Colin, Dido and Charms go on the TV show Searchlight. Well, Dido gropes Colin, prompting him to have an outburst and rail against the elder generation trying to exploit teenagers. Later, at a jazz club, Colin is commended for his honesty on television. However, he's upset when he sees a newspaper headline about Suzette's wedding.
You're just in time, stud. Feast your eyes on a vision. Athene Duncannon.
With a little thing, she held all the magic that's so hard to believe. Never too far away,
of life, kiss of life, she's gonna wear it so easy to live, it's so easy to live, searching for the scent of content, oh no, it's a
excellent Sade and Killer Blow from the movie Absolute Beginners. Well, Colin witnesses the 1958 Notting Hill race riots. His pleas for peace are ignored. The police eventually arrive and stop the violence. Colin finds Suzette and they flee a fire set by the WDL. Mr. Call has a fight with the fanatic and wins. There's celebratory dancing in the street as rain puts out the fires. Colin and Suzette go back to his flat and make love. He throws her wedding ring out of the window.
Thank you. TRE.
Talk Radio Europe.
The Director's Cut
with Alan T.
Before the break, that was Gil Evans and Vavavoom. As we take you up to the end of the program, we're going to hear an interesting version of Valari from David Bowie, and then we're going to sort of go out with the track about that riot in Notting Hill, the Riot City track. Thanks so much indeed for your company here on the program. I hope you've enjoyed the music today. Thanks to Marty for helping me put it all together. And we'll be back with you with another movie and another soundtrack and next week. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
Sogno così, non ritorni mai più. Mi dipingevo le mani e le facce di blu. Poi d'improvviso venivo dal vento rapido e incominciavo a volare nel cielo infinito.
Suonava soltanto per me.
nothing's happening, but I'm just gonna turn a blind eye. If I see no evil, I ask no questions and I hear no lies. Can't communicate with minds that are small. With some people it's like talking to the wall. And the fellow who walks away lives to battle another day. And I've really got no appetite for a fight. Not tonight.
You've been listening to a TRE production. If you've enjoyed this program, there'll be another episode waiting for you next week, right here on this platform, where you can also access our extensive back catalogue of shows and interviews. For more information on our live programming, social media channels, and apps, and how to contact Talk Radio Europe, please visit tre.radio.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one-size-fits-all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.